This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere, welcome again to The Happy Station Show at just after 100 hours UTC. Keith Perron with you all the way here in very hot and very humid Taipei, Taiwan, welcoming you to sit back for some wonderful music, and also some greetings going out to a number of people who have written us over the past few days. We also have our listeners' corner coming up in probably around 15 minutes or so time, so sit back for that. And the message this time is from an area of the world I don't think we've had a message from before, and that is the Asia-Pacific. We did have one from India on the very first show, but this one is from another part of the world, well, also remaining in the Asia-Pacific region. We'll get to that, of course, later on as well. It's nice to have you with me. As always, I have to tell you, one of the things I enjoy about doing the show is that I can actually sit in a nice air-conditioned environment. Except it's a bit of a freezer, shall we say. I should rephrase that and say I like sitting in a nice air-conditioned climate when it's like 38 degrees outside, but this is a bit of an extreme, you know. Okay, let's kick off right away. Here's Lou Rawls with Old Man River.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, yeah, he must know something, but he don't say nothing. Oh no, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on just rolling along. rolling along. Well, he don't plant taters, oh no, and he don't plant cotton. And them that plants them, they are soon forgotten. While Old Man River, oh, it just keeps on rolling along, rolling along. Oh, well, I said, you and me, we sweat, sweat and strain. Our bodies are aching and they are racked with pain. You tote that barge, hey, you lift that bale. And if you get a little bit drunk, you know you're gonna land in the jail. I get weary, sick of trying, tired of living, but afraid of dying. Wow, Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along, rolling along. Yeah, Old Man River. We sweat and we strain, and our bodies are aching, and they are racked with pain. Hey, you tote that barge, oh well, you better lift that bale. And if you get a little bit drunk, don't you know you're gonna land right there in danger. I get weary, I get sick of trying, I'm tired of living, but I am afraid of dying. While Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. Oh yeah, Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along, rolling along. Well, I said,
Lou Rawls beginning today's show on the International Happy Station for listeners in South America and around the world via the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. And I'm very surprised, actually, to find out there's a number of people that do tune in for that transmission in Europe, because it's very at a very odd hour for you, but like 3 a.m. or something like that. But some people are tuning in. They must be fans. That's the only thing I can say. All right, let's now say hello to some of the people that signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page. First, actually, to Manly Jowell, who listens to the podcast version of this show. She lives in China. Dino Balose, and you may know him because he does another show, which also airs on WRMI. Clara Lichtenpression. I apologize, Claire, because I think I totally mangled your name. So I apologize for that. Hopefully you have a good laugh out of, you know, my expense. And also to Rocky S. Robello. And finally, Alakosh Gupta in India. And these are just some of the people that signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page, which is very easy to do if you're a member of the Facebook platform. Just do a search for the Happy Station Show, then join the group, and that's all you need to do. And you can also chat with other Happy Station listeners, take part in some online discussions, as well as listen to all the past programs, as they are all uploaded there. Coming to you from the studios of Taiwan Music Radio, in the control room is our own Kevin Lee and Johan Backer, who has been busy sending out some QSL cards, as well as responding to a number of the email messages that have come in. We'll get to the letters and some of the email later on in the show. One thing I want to tell you about right now, let's do it after the next break instead. I think it's a better idea. So let's take now a listen to more music. Here's Poco Harlem and Conquistador on The Happy Station.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company, and like some angel's haloed brow, you reek of purity. I see your armor plated breast has long since lost a sheen. On your silver sheen, and in your rusty scabbard now, the sand has taken seat.
Something to find, like a single, best to unwind, though I hope.
Conquistador, Proko Harlem, and the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, one of my favorite recordings of all time. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show, and we now go to our listener's corner. Now, we've had messages that have come to us from Canada, the United States, South Africa, Australia, let me think, where else? Japan, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, also Venezuela and other places in Latin America. This time we're going to go to the Philippines with a longtime listener of the Happy Station who first started listening in the 1980s. His name is Winthrop Yu.
Radio for the time had shortwave, it wasn't very difficult to tune into the strongest station. And you would normally pick Voice of America, of course, BBC, and surprisingly Radio Nederland. Of course, sometimes you'd pick up the Dutch broadcast. Of course, if you tune on Sunday, then yeah, happily enough, I stumbled onto Happy Station and I became a regular listener for quite a number of years. And it was actually Tom's charm, the way he even if he was doing it from far away, or even if it was pre-recorded, it felt like he was in your living room speaking with you. And that was really something to look forward to every Sunday. I'm going to send a greeting to Tom Meyer and all the other Happy Station listeners. Kamusta kayo lahat? Sana nasa mabuting kalagayan kayo. Matagal ng panahon mula nung in Happy Station, nasa area over Radio Native World Service. Pero natutuwa ako na andun pa rin kayo at nakikinig ngayon kayo sa bagong Happy Station. That last part means I'm glad to see that there are still Happy Station fans out there. And that although the old Happy Station is no longer air, that we still have a lot of fans listening to the new Happy Station.
Winthrop Yu, thank you very much for your message, and we've sent you a little Happy Station gift to your part of the world, and I'm just going to verify your address actually one more time before we send it out, because we've had some things that have been returned to us, which was strange because a few QSL cards came back, but when we verified it to the return address that they wrote on their letter, it was exactly the same, so either the original was written incorrectly or something, but, you know, that kind of thing happens from time to time. So if you want to send your message to us here to use on the show in our listener's corner, it's very easy to do. The first way is by recording an MP3 file at your end and then attaching it to an email and then sending it to the following email address, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And if there's no way for you to record the message, send us an email with the one that I just mentioned with your phone number, and we will give you a call, and we can have you recorded over the phone and also record a small interview as well. So, again, the email address is pcj.happystation.com. happystation@gmail.com. So our next piece of music is going to be dedicated to Winthrop in the Philippines. Here's Nelson Riddle and his orchestra from the LP Love is a Game of Poker with Two Hearts Wild. Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with Two Hearts Wild going out to Winthrop U in the Philippines on this edition of the Happy Station for August the 20th, 2009. Well, it's now time to get to some of our correspondence that has come in this past week with Mail Call. All right, well, thank you very much. Our good friend The Horse for delivering on this very hot day. We have actually quite a few to get to. The first one, I want to say hello to Clarissa Stone in New Hampshire. Josh Bambury, who lives in Nova Scotia, Canada. Gunther Weissman, who lives in Germany. And Gunther actually picked up on shortwave our transmission at 1500 UTC. So thank you very much to you writing in, and hopefully I'll be able to announce a frequency very soon for Europe. I want to go now to something actually that came in from a listener that wrote us before. His name is Michael DeWars. You may have, probably don't remember, but a while ago on the show, I played a song for him and his wife and their new baby, Lucy. His wife's name is Julia. They live in Seattle, Washington. Well, he wrote a letter here saying that he tuned in saying that I was a big fan of coffee. Well, he heard me say that I was a big fan of coffee. And he sent along a gift thinking that I probably would like it. And you are the perfect kind of, you know, you're the kind of person I like to get gifts from because you know exactly what I like. He sent me coffee. No, not in a cup or in a glass or anything like that. But he actually sent, I'll put it closer to the microphone and see if you can hear it. Coffee beans from a company called Firehouse Coffee Company, which is also located in Seattle. So thank you very much. In fact, at this very moment, just before we came into the studio, I made myself some, you can hear ice cubes, but I made myself some iced coffee with this coffee that you sent us. So Michael and Julia and baby Lucy, thank you very much for sending this along. And I know some people out there are wondering, wait a second, you're getting coffee and we've heard you get candies in the mail. and you're brave enough to, you know, to try it out. Well, of course, I mean, I'm not really worried about stuff like that, you know, especially for this show. So anyway, thank you very much, Michael, for sending that along. And, it just almost fell off the table. Yes, so we are going to enjoy it. All right, if you want to send in your reception report or a howdy-do by old-fashioned snail mail, the address is The Happy Station Show, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And I'll say that a little bit slower. Happy Station, 8th floor. That's 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, section 1, Sanmin, and I'll spell that for you. That's S-A-N like Norman, M like mother, I-N road, Sanmin Road. Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, which is easy, Taiwan, which is easy, ROC, which is Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. Now, of course, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can log on to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. And click on the Happy Station, and you'll find all the information there. Or, of course, send us an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and I will forward you the address. And, of course, all the snail mails and emails that do come in are being entered into a lucky draw, which we will have at the end of the year. But I'll tell you about those prizes much later on. And to give you a little heads up right now, the shows for the last shows for this year, 2009, are going to be 2 hours each. That's right. So tune in, keep tuning in to find out more details. And of course, we couldn't mention everyone's letter who came in. That was just a few. But let's now go to an email here. No, let's leave it actually for the next break. So let's now take a listen to a little bit more music with, well, an actress, actually. Who's very well known in the United Kingdom and also for a TV show that she did, which aired in the United States. The show was called Keeping Up Appearances, and the star, who had the lead role, Patricia Routledge. She played the character of Hyacinth Bouquet, but Bouquet spelt B-U-C-K-E-T, which is Bucket. And if you called her Mrs. Bucket, she would always say, "The name is Bouquet. It's French, you know." Anyway, something that you may not know, she is actually a singer. You probably wouldn't think it if you heard her singing on the show, because she played, you know, a woman living in the suburbs of England who was always trying to be the, you know, head of high society in the community and always tried to, you know, like the name of the show, Keeping Up Appearances. But even though her singing voice in the show was bad for obvious reasons, because it had to be, she is a very accomplished singer. We're going to take a listen now to a recording that she made in the early 1970s from an album called Cole, a musical anthology based on the hits of Cole Porter. Here's Patricia Routledge singing the very beautiful song Easy to Love on The Happy Station.
I know too well I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you'd hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same. I'm not entirely to blame. You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worthy. matter that it does seem a shame that you can see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy to
Patricia Routledge, star of the hit BBC comedy series Keeping Up Appearances, with Easy to Love. And actually, I had no idea that she had a wonderful voice like she did when I heard her sing on the show, and probably that was the same for a lot of people, so hopefully that was a real treat. Just before we took a listen to that, I said I wanted to get to an email that came in from Eric Flodden, who lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, a city that I lived for a couple of years. He says he started listening to the Happy Station show via podcast, even though he would prefer listening to it over the air. Now, this sounds like somebody who doesn't have a shortwave radio. So, Eric, you will be entered into a lucky draw that I'm having for the end of the year. So I already let the cat out of the bag. There is a shortwave radio for that contest, so I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. Unless you already have one, but you can't pick it up, the signal up. So that anyway, he already mentioned about my fascination with motorcycles. Yes, I have three motorcycles, two BMWs and one CJ, which is short for Changjiang, which is a motorcycle that was made in China, or still being made in China, since the 1950s. It's based on a BMW model from the Second World War, the R71. He says, I got a kick out of your BMWs, especially your sidecars. Sidecar, I should tell you that all three of them are sidecars. He says, I spend a lot of time riding my Butaco, Enfield, and Hondas and enjoy it very much. And he says, BMW boxer engines are among his favorites. And he hopes to be able to pick one up one day. He says, for the past 15 years, though I have chosen to ride a bicycle instead, if I had a motorcycle at the moment, I would not choose to ride my pedal bicycle. I know what you mean. So he doesn't have one right now, but he hopefully will get one very, very soon. Anyway, he says, keep the programs coming and thanks. And then he ends to say, hopefully the typhoon was kind to you and yours. Well, actually, Eric, the typhoon wasn't so bad here in northern Taiwan. Most of the damage actually happened in southern Taiwan. And here in Taiwan, we just got a lot of wind. I had some antenna damage on the roof. But in southern Taiwan areas, well, some areas were just completely destroyed. And they are now in the process of cleaning it up. So thank you very much, Eric. He sent the email to our Happy Station email address, which is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. All right, going out to Eric and to the other people who wrote us emails this week to say hello, which is actually a number of them. We have one here from David Watangle. I think that's your name, because you just sent David, but if I go by the email address, it says D. Watangle. So I don't know if that's a town or whatever, but it's D. Watangle, David, for your email, for your reception report, and your QSL has already also been sent to you. The next song is going to be dedicated to those who sent in emails. Here's Tom Meyer and Gretia Kaufman from one of the Happy Station open house shows from the 1970s with You Smell So Good on the Happy Station.
Yes. You smell so good, like the scent of a sweet spring flowers, kissed by April's tender showers, and I do the same for hours.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You talk so good. You're as fresh as ocean spray, dear, or a spicy autumn day, dear. And I love you just that way, dear. Sweetheart, you smell so good, you leave me weak. I'm so breathless, I can't speak. Every time we'll snuggle cheek to cheek.
You smell so good, like a ball of circus candy, or the fine bouquet of Granny Ortiz.
Oh, baby, you smell so good to me. You smell so good. What's that aftershave you're wearing?
Gin.
Don't you think it's a kind of daring?
Yeah.
But it really got me caring.
Oh, you smell so good. What's the name of that cologne, dear?
Dior. Why, it's meant for you alone, dear.
Wanna disconnect the phone, dear? Sweetheart, darling, baby, kid. Hey, look at it this way now. It smells so good that when I get a whiff of thee, I declare a state of emergency.
You smell so good. You're the essence that I go for, and the greatest cure I know for ennui.
Oh, baby, you smell so good to me. And because of your new powder, that my heart is beating louder.
Oh, stop.
And my chest is acting prouder.
How I love that aphrodisia. Makes me want to hug and squeeze ya, or do anything to please ya.
Oh, you smell so good, you make me flip. Let's arrange that wedding trip. Oh, when the preacher says dig, I'll say aye.
You smell so good, like a garden full of roses. And to think this street for noses is free.
Oh, baby, you smell so good to me.
Greta Kaufman and Tom Meyer with You Smell So Good here on The Happy Station. Now, a number of you have been writing in asking about our podcasts, if they will be made available in stereo at some point or another. Yes, I am keeping my fingers crossed. And speaking of keeping fingers crossed and stereo, we're now going to do a little test. This is going to be interesting. For those who are listening on shortwave, you probably will not have the total effect of it. But for those who listen to the podcast or the FM transmissions of the show, you will be able to hopefully hear it. We're going to take a listen to an instrumental called Running Wild, performed by Dick Shorey's Percussion and Brass Ensemble. And there's something unusual about it. Now, I'm not going to say what it is. But if you do know what it is, do write me. So here's Running Wild, Dick Schroener and his percussion and brass ensemble.
Thank you.
Running Wild, Dick Schoener's percussion and brass ensemble here on the International Happy Station. And now time to find out something from our good friend, Bob Zanotti.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Again, the website for Switzerland in Sound is www.SwitzerlandInSound.com. That's www.SwitzerlandInSound.com. Just a while ago, during our mail call, I mentioned Michael DeWars, who sent me some coffee from Seattle, Washington. And I just came across a piece of music that we actually had here with us that I didn't realize until now. So we're going to play it. It's called, oddly enough, Espresso. Here's the Guitars Unlimited Plus 7 on the Happy Station. Guitars Unlimited Plus 7 with Espresso, going out to Michael DeWars and all those other coffee drinkers out there who are listening right now. All right, we actually get a number of questions coming in from people asking what my favorite music is, or favorite composer in some cases. One of them, actually, as composer, is Alan J. Lerner. Now, there's been a number of composers, actually. For example, Hoagy Carmichael also recorded some of his own songs. And it does happen from time to time. We're going to take now a listen to Alan J. Lerner with a recording that he did many, many, many moons ago, featuring Kay Ballard and Billy Taylor. The album is called Show Music at Its Best, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, performing his own songs. The song we're going to take a listen to is from the musical Paint Your Wagon, and it's called Wandering Star, here on The Happy Station.
I was born under a wand star. I was born under a wandering star. Staying put can kill you,
standing still's a curse. To settle down can drive you mad, but moving on is worse. I was born under a wandering star. When I learned to talk, the word they taught me was goodbye. That and where's my hat are all I'll need until I die. Aching for to stop and always aching for to go. Searching but for what, I never will know. I was born under a wandering star. I was born under a wandering star. When I get to heaven, tie me to a tree, or I'll begin to roam, and soon you know where I will be. I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
The word they taught me was goodbye. That and where's my hat are all I need until I die. Aching for to stop and always aching for to go. Searching but for what, I never will know.
I was born under a wandering star. A wandering, wandering star.
Wandering Star from the musical Paint Your Wagon, as performed by the composer himself, Alan J. Lerner. And with that, we've come to the conclusion of this edition of the Happy Station Show for 100 hours UTC for listeners in South America and the Caribbean on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band. And of course, around the world via the internet at www.wrmi.net. But we'll be back later on today for another transmission at 1500 UTC. For listeners in North America and the Caribbean, with a lot more music, as well as some things that we didn't get to on this first transmission of the show for today, the 20th of August, 2009. Once again, our postal address, if you want to send in a reception report and receive our QSL card, and to just, of course, say a letter and to be entered into a lucky draw that I'm going to be having at the end of the year. The address, one more time, is Happy Station, 8th floor, that's 8th floor, number 47, number 47, Lane 31, L-A-N-E 31, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, Section 1, Sanmin Road, and Sanmin is spelt S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I-N Road, Sanmin Road. Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Banqiao, Taipei, which is very easy. Taiwan, which is hopefully even easier. ROC, which stands for Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. And of course, if you didn't have time to write that down, you can also email that to me. Send me an email and I will forward the address to you. The email address one more time is pcj.happystation@gmail.com, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And of course, as always, you can get in touch with me via the Happy Station Facebook page. So if you're already signed up to Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station Show and click on that and then join the group. And that's all you need to do. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And hopefully you have the internet. Here in Taipei, I don't know if it's made its way on the news, but because of the typhoon that we had in the area that was really affected in the south, which is also an internet hub for all of Taiwan. As they were doing cleanup, they damaged two major internet cables. So for the past few days, internet traffic has just been at a snail's pace. And to use certain applications, which I always use, like Skype and others, it has just been impossible. I had a couple of interviews that I was scheduled to do this week that I haven't been able to do because Skype just wasn't working. And Chunghwa Telecom told me that hopefully by Monday morning, everything will be back to normal. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for that as well, because being without the internet, even though I use radio a lot, I mean, I'm a bit of an email junkie and, you know, and I get a lot of my news from the internet. So hopefully things will be working. But guess what? My old, trusty, not-so-old radio can still pick up things, huh? Tells you about sometimes old technology is sometimes the better way to go. Anyway, let me see. That's all we have time for. Yeah, we are running out of time. So before we go, again, just a reminder, I'll be up back today at 1500 UTC. It's time for me to go because I am so hungry right now. I had a day which was absolutely hectic because I did my normal gig on Chinese radio and then rushed off here to Taiwan Classical Music Radio without any dinner. And I'm the kind of person, if I don't have at least eat at a normal, relatively normal hour, I start getting a little bit of a headache, which I don't have yet, but I can feel it coming on. So that means it's time to go and have dinner. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, Johan Becker, who helps as our production assistant and making some edits whenever possible and responding to the QSO cards. This is Keith Powell all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, wishing you well. And I'll see you again very, very soon. So until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.